We're continuing Kuf Samatesa Balaz, and Mechab is giving another option, had washing hands after going to the bathroom before soon. In order to be filled with Pamas, you want to wash hands a little more. Last is Shofa Pamachas and Yodov, in the Shav Shev, Yivor HaShiyotza. After you wash your hands one time, and get Shiyotza. Pachim Shas Nikuf, by when you're drying your hands, you make an out until you die. And this is a little bit Kiddush over here. Because basically we said before that if you sing HaShiyotza before the Brocha until you die, you have a hefty between you die. And the Brocha until you die, you sing HaShiyotza in between. So he says that we're talking about a case when a person needs to wash his hands for two times. Because he's using less than reviews each time. So pours one time, and he has to pour a second time. So this person is going to make the Asher Yotzeh after he poured the first time, and he still didn't finish the Tzitzit Yadayim. So he can make Asher Yotzeh. Then he pours a second time, that's the end of the Tzitzit Yadayim. When he finishes that, he can make the Tzitzit Yadayim. There's a lot of complications with this Eitzah, and Lameisa, we hold that the right way to wash your hands is pouring a full review independent. Once you do that, you don't have this Eitzah anymore. You feel after you pour it one time, you're already finished. Then the Tzitzit Yadayim, and you have to make Tzitzit Yadayim. You can't put the Asher Yotzeh. So basically, this is not an Eitzah. The two options you have is either to wash your hands, Shalok Halocha, say Asher Yotzeh, then wash with a Kli, and say Tzitzit Yadayim. According to Mishnah Berurah, that's the preferred way. The second way is do a regular Tzitzit Yadayim, make a Brocha Tzitzit Yadayim, and after an Asher Yotzeh. According to Mishnah Berurah, that's the Yevet, according to the Chazon Mishnah. Sid Beit. In Rabban Mishnah Berurah, the Agon Loitel Yod of Tchiba. There's a lot of people sitting at a meal. The Mochosh person washes his hands first. The Russia was the Choshev person. He said that din that the Choshev person washes first is when each one has his own bread. He said that's not to wait for the other one. But today they have one table and one big piece of bread and the one who's making the bracha gives it out. So it's more of a kibbutz. It's more like a kibbutz to wash one's hands the last. That way one comes to hefsek and people between Tzitzit Yadayim and his bracha. So Rebbe says when you have a very big suda, a lot of people there, it's preferable that every person or every small group should have their own challah. Because otherwise you're going to have 50 people waiting. So one of the things that makes it is going to be a big hefsek in between, and there's a chance they can just speak in between.